Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. We've got Middle Cross up, and they're singing, "We All Need Jesus." Then we're going to part four of the message.
I saw a man on the news today, headed for this road, for taking another man's life. Why, I don't know. You might say that there's no need, but what I see is all he needs, and that's Jesus. All he needs is Jesus to be washed in Calvary's crimson flow, clean all his sins away, make him white as snow. May not change his circumstance on this side, but it makes all the difference in eternal life. All he needs is Jesus. He needs Jesus. The newspaper spoke of a woman who had killed her child. Police asked her the question why, she just cried. You might think that there's no hope, but you don't know the power of my Lord. She needs Jesus. All she needs is Jesus to be washed in Calvary's crimson flow, clean all her sins away, make her white as snow. It may not change her circumstance on this side, but it makes all the difference in eternal life. All she needs is Jesus. She needs Jesus. Read in the Word of God today that all our sinners, condemned in unbelief and sin, headed for hell. Satan says, "I'll take them all," but Jesus says, "Just only call.
Just only call."
We need Jesus. We all need Jesus to be washed in Calvary's crimson flow, clean all our sins away, make us white as snow. Change our circumstance on this side, but it makes all the difference in eternal life. We all need Jesus. We need Jesus. We all need Jesus.
Verse 4, it became marred in the potter's hand. I want you to see value right here. I began to think about this while I was developing this, God was developing this thought. And as the potter sits there, and as he's working that work on the wheel, he's got that clay there, he's got it spinning, all of a sudden it goes crazy. On this side, there's some aggravation. Don't you think that God don't get frustrated when you go astray? Because this whole time, he's been investing in you. This whole time, he's got a desire for your life. He's wanting you to be somebody. And so all of a sudden, it just takes off. At this point, this is what he could do. Wad the whole thing up. Walk over to the trash can. and throw it away and go back to the bank again. But that's not the type of potter that's in this house. No, the type of potter that's in this house, he's a gentle potter. The type of potter that's in this house is a loving potter. The potter that's in this house, that's spinning this wheel, he's one who sees what this clay can be. And he don't throw the clay away. And he sits back down and he begins to roll again. And he said, well, while you might have been marred, the Bible says he was able to make another. I'm thankful this morning that while I'm not the vessel that I originally intended to be, I'm thankful this morning, hey, that while I might not be that original copy, I'm thankful this morning that God has still got his hands on me. And the many times that I've been marred in the potter's hands, I'm glad he never took me off the wheel. I'm glad he didn't throw me in the trash can, but he had a purpose and a plan, and he continued to work with me even though I was marred in his hands. Now, I don't know about you, but how many's heard this message about the potter and the clay? Be honest with me. Raise your hand. Yes, sir. Okay, now at this point, now listen, everybody's got their own version, you know. Can I just give you something God give me today? Fresh off the press from the Holy Spirit. I've heard a lot of preachers at this point, they'll point to the fact that, well, you'll never be like what God wanted you to be, and you'll never know the great potential that you had. But, and I'm not saying this morning, look here, I'm not telling you to go sin so that you can become marred in the potter's hand. That's not the idea. Yeah. How many's ever worked on something? You're learning something. You're working on something, you know. And how many knows that when you work on things, sometimes it don't turn out like you think it ought to turn out? I'm trying to tell you this morning that while I might not be the original, there's a reason why it was marred. And if we'll learn from our mistakes at what causes us to drift away from the center of God's will, if we learn from our mistakes, it'll help us to stand straighter the next time. Yes, it will. The problem was not the potter. The problem was the clay. Listen, there's never been a problem with the potter. The potter knows what he's doing. The potter knows his place. The potter knows his ability. All of those things. But if the clay is not right, the potter can't do anything with it. And so while on that wheel, I know that the great potter gets aggravated, and I know that the great potter looks at my life and says, man, I wish you'd just stay in line. If you just do it my way, if you just follow my hands, if you just follow that guy, you'd be a whole lot better off. But I get old from time to time, and it's not the potter's fault, it's my fault. While I might not be the original, can I say it to you this way this morning? He knows me better than I know myself. He knows me like I think that there's things that I need to be doing. There's things that I should be doing. But I'll tell you something, the potter knows me, amen. He knows you this morning better than you know yourself. And this is what he's doing. Instead of throwing you the trash can, he says, oh no, I'm going to make this one better than the time before. Right. So as I line myself up with the sinner, there's some things that's caused me to be marred. Can I tell you something? I ain't going there again. It hurt too much. The pain was too great. The cost was too much. I don't want to go there again. And so this is what I'm learning. The more times that I've been marred, through the series of times of being marred, the potter's hand, I'm finding myself in a place where now I'm just falling back and in the hands of the Lord. And I'm just saying, God, you make me what I need to be. You make me the servant that you want me to be. And let me be pliable. Let me be have moisture in my life. Let me have the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. And you put your touch in me.
Yes.
And I be what you want me to be. Can I say to you this morning, I know your life, some of you have had some mistakes along the way. And you might not be the original, but can I tell you this? I believe God's still doing work on you. And he may be making you better, a better vessel now than he was going to be an original. I'm glad that God, at no point in time, has ever looked at us as clay and said, they're not worth it. Notice the text, and we're through. Verse number 4, let me read it one more time. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made again another vessel. Notice this last section. As seemed good, as seemed good to the potter to make it. He never says anything about it was good, as good as the clay thinks it ought to be. But as the potter, as it seemed good for the potter to make it. Can I tell you, there's people in this room right now who've just laid back and said, God, I'm yours. Do with me what you want to do. And you've surrendered fully. I was telling Brother Keith as he loaded up yesterday morning, we were loading all them things that y'all had gathered. And I said, you know, a lot of people never sees this backside. They don't see the development. They don't see the cups and the plates. It was bought by Sam at Sam's by Jim and Sharon, loaded up, and it took 72 trips to go get it. They don't see those things. As we was loading up Keith and Lori's travel trailer yesterday, they're getting ready to go out. I said, you know, Brother Keith, I said, you give this travel trailer to Jesus. Your truck's being used for the glorious grace of God. And I said, while there's some people that identify, I said, the preacher's supposed to stand and preach and all these other things, but can I tell you, there's no telling what God wants you to be and how God can use you, but you're going to have to be that vessel that you're going to allow God to pour into you. He's going to have your travel trailer. He's going to have your car. He's going to have your finances. He's going to have your house. You're going to have to give him it all. Can I remind you this morning, it's not yours anyhow. That if you're smart, you're falling back in the hands of the potter and you're allowing God to mold your life. The greatest life that you can live is in the hands of a mighty potter. We have a tendency in our lives. Look here, folks, this will be real. God brought you here this morning for some things. Time after time, I found myself drifting out of the potter's hand. It's not happening to me, preacher. If you got that thought process, I'm going to tell you something, it's already happened to you. What you need to do is this. You need to come to God, and you need to align yourself back. Look, here's the thing. There's not a problem with the potter. There's a problem with us. It's a problem with our heart. As you stand to your feet this morning, problem with our heart. There's ever been a time where you're more moldable than you are today? You're drifting, friend. You're drifting. And for ever been a time in your life, you spent more time in the house of God than you are today. You're drifting. Move back. Align yourself. Jeremiah followed the word of God, and he went to the potter's house, and God showed him something for his life. This morning, God gave me a word about the potter, about the clay, about your position, about the cleansing, about the development, the conditioning of the clay. Will you respond and go to the potter's house and ask God to put you straight back on the wheel again? Amen. Ask the Lord to be sensitive to your heart. Ask God to put you back in His wheel. Ask you to mold Him again. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I'll cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house. Behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Maybe you become marred in the potter's hands. Let him make another work out of you, friend. Don't give up. Don't quit. Stay in the potter's hands.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.